You're listening to Our Faith, Our Country, the podcast that discusses walking with Christ and ties faith to America's foundation. Here's your host, Jason Bryant Jennings.
Proverbs 24:28. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause. Would you use your lips to mislead? The connection here, the Sixth Amendment, which talks about fair trial with witnesses. My guest for this episode is a member of the Florida Gators gymnastics squad, Sydney Johnson Scharf. Welcome to Our Faith, Our Country.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your walk with Christ up to this point and how your introduction to Christ came about.
My family is a Christian family. We went to church. We use Christ in everything. It's where our strength comes from. It definitely passed down throughout my family. So I definitely get it from a long line of Christians. It's definitely been something that has been really important to me throughout my life, not only in my athletic career, but just in my daily life.
You had an injury this past season. You're coming back from that for the Gators. Tell everybody a little bit about your injury and then how you've really leaned on Christ to help you get through the injury during the rehab this summer.
During the NCAA regionals competition on the second day, I was warming up for floor to compete, and I did one of my tumbling passes, and on the takeoff, I ruptured my Achilles. Landed normal, it was okay, I just kind of sat down, and I knew immediately what had happened. A few days later, I got surgery, and that was in April, and I just hit the 4-month post-op mark a few days ago. Doing pretty well. I'm able to walk now, still trying to get it normal, but it's getting there and it's getting better every day. And I've definitely had to lean on Christ through this, working my way through season and finally getting to compete during postseason and then having that opportunity taken away by an injury. First thought is sometimes like, why is this happening to me? But I tried to take the look at it as, what is God trying to teach me through this? What do I need to learn through this experience? And I think that's really helped me throughout this whole process of rehab and coming back, is instead of thinking, oh, poor me, I'm hurt, I'm lost an opportunity, I'm looking at it like, okay, how am I going to grow through this? And what is God trying to teach me through this?
Let's talk about your training, because in a sport like gymnastics, or really any sport for that matter, it always helps to have a former U.S. Olympian coaching you. What was it like growing up being coached by your mom?
I'm very grateful that my mom was my coach. She knew exactly how I worked. She knew my personality better than anyone and knew what would help me get better and what was probably a good idea to stay away from. At some points, I feel like she knew me better than I knew myself as an athlete. And I think that really helped me in getting to where I wanted to be, because she knew exactly how to push me and how to let me recover and take a break when I needed it more than when I knew myself.
What kind of conversations have you had with friends that maybe are at different college campuses and their experiences with being Christian compared to yours at Florida?
Some of my best friends, they have also gotten college scholarships to other schools with gymnastics. My experience, it's hard to find like-minded people my age, especially when it comes to being a Christian. And I think that's kind of a little bit everywhere. I think this is the age where people are trying to find themselves, and a lot of people tend to stray during this age. And I think it's hard to find people who are willing to stay disciplined with the faith and keep the faith when things get hard and when drastic changes happen. And it's definitely been a struggle finding other people my age with the same thinking pattern.
A couple weeks ago, I had Kara McGee from Baylor University Volleyball. She talked about how she journals a lot and how that brings her closer to God. Do you journal?
I kind of gone in and out of journaling. It's not really one of the things that I personally do as much. I do my Bible studies and I do my prayer times and all that. And I think for me, something that's a little different, I feel more connected to God through music than anything else. I love singing. I'm actually taking singing lessons now. And music has always just been something that's always driven me and I've felt very connected to on a spiritual level.
Who's your favorite Christian artist right now?
I would definitely say for King and Country. I love their music.
What is it about their music that you love?
I just love the messages in their song. I love their style of music and singing and just the feel of their music. I just feel like I connect very well with it.
My top people have to be Toby Mac, number one, no matter what. Toby Mac, number one. Danny Doki, probably number two. And then from there, it could be any mix of whoever you want to throw in there after that. But Toby Mac, by far, number one. Like you were just saying, you can listen to Toby Mac's music at any time. Working out, just sitting there by yourself, if you're in the car. That's what I love so much about it. There's a lot of different ways that people can study the Bible. What ways do you use? Do you just straight up use regular paper Bible? Do you use Bible app? What are some of the outlets that you use?
I mostly just use my paper Bible. I open that up and I read, I'll highlight, I'll go through. I have some little devotional books that I do along with it. I've also done a small group with the Bible app and a devotional little group on there. My favorite is just to go through the Bible itself and just get into the Word that way.
What are some of your favorite Bible verses?
Always Philippians 4:13, I can do all things. That one is my all-time favorite. I've been enjoying empowering part of Ephesians and the armor of God and spiritual warfare. I feel very strong when I read all of that.
What is your thought on living for Christ? How do you go about living for Christ yourself?
I would say that it's about intentions and how you're intending on doing the things that you do in your daily life. I start my day talking to God. I think I spend all day long just talking to God. I definitely take my time to do my Bible study and do my prayer time. I try to listen to Christian music as much as possible. I found some really good upbeat Christian music for like working out and stuff to listen to instead of normal secular music. I think it's just definitely making your intentions on living for Christ and doing everything that you do for Him.
When you're around a group of student athletes that aren't believers and they're going through hard times, how do you use your belief system in order to help them and encourage them?
I try to tell a lot of my own story and telling them about my faith and how my faith has gotten me through and how God has done miracles in my life and that I wouldn't be where I am today without Him and without His strength. I've had a hard time though through my whole life with some different health issues. I was very afraid of everything growing up. I would definitely say that my faith has shaped me into the woman that I am today. And I think I try to help people with my social media, with anyone that I know. I try to use my experiences and how I got through them and how Christ helped me through them. And that's the only way that I got through them. I make sure to let people know that.
What advice do you have for college students out there, high school students out there that are kind of battling themselves to find their place, to maybe be able to hold on to their religion while they're on a college campus or in high schools?
As much as friends are important and things like that come and go, God is eternal and He is going to be the only one that will forever be there for you and have your back. And I think I had to learn that the hard way in just trying to find myself and find what was important to me. I learned through my experiences in college and high school, standing firm in my faith was hard to do, but it was worth it 100% because it helped me get through everything that I was dealing with.
What ways have you found that have worked for you to be able to stay strong in your faith while you've been at college?
100% my family. They help me stay strong in my faith. We're all very strong believers, very strong Christian women. They definitely help me in being good examples of how I want to be as a Christian woman and use my faith to help other people. And I think that's really what I've wanted to do with the little bit of recognition I get with my sport. I want God to use me to help people. And I think knowing that and knowing that that's what I want to do has helped me stick with it for sure.
Sydney, thanks a lot for joining us here on Our Faith, Our Country for this episode. It's been great having you with us.
Thank you so much.
Pray us out. That'd be great.
Lord, I just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to be on this podcast and for letting me share my faith with others. I really just hope that you can use me and use us to spread your word and really just help people to find you. And I hope that this reaches as many people as it can. And Lord, just shine your light through us and help us bring more people to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Faith Country Pod or by searching for Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Until next time, later times, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Our Faith, Our Country. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.